Hello, Satellite Nation listeners. This is Michael Graves, K-E-4-E-S-T. I am running solo on this little promo here. I just kind of wanted to, just a real quick, unedited. Well, I might edit a little bit, but it's pretty much just going to be cut and dry here of what's been going on. We had our last show, end of season two of Satellite Nation, March. And now we're here at the end of September, 1st of October. And the plans were to bring the show back in September. But a couple of things have transpired and went on. And some good, some not so good, this, that, and the other. So I just want to kind of give you what's going on here. Not completely giving up on Satellite Nation. I know a lot of people think it probably has. Brian and myself still really want to do it. We still enjoy doing it. But there's a lot of things. You know, come down to, you know, me being on the satellite internet. And it works just fine, just pretty much fine any other time except for prime time. And that's when it really gets bogged down. And even being on one of the highest packages, fastest speeds and all that, is still just, I mean, you got that little bit of a delay anyway because of satellite. But then I start running into other problems. It starts getting clunky. So a couple of times there at the end of the last season, I just used cell phone. I made a cable up. And run my board and patched it right into my cell phone. And then I would call up Brian, and he would patch me on his, and we'd go that route. And it wasn't the best, but that's, you know, what we did. And that's kind of flaky. And, you know, and then it's just getting worse on this. Just a real quick thing, like with HughesNet that I'm on, they are finding out that you wouldn't believe it, but a lot of people, especially people in the city and stuff, has got so many other options. They're really overloaded. And in some areas, if you call right now and say, I want to get HughesNet, they'll just say, you have to put you on a waiting list because they're getting way more people than they thought they would get. And so especially at prime time's the worst. You know, it's not the best high-speed internet out there as far as streaming and stuff, but people do it. People come home, sit down, and they say, well, I've got so much bandwidth I can use a month. It's not much, but let's budget this in, and my show comes on, or whatever show I want to watch in the evenings, you know, when I'm winding down, and the wife's got to watch this or whatever, and they'll watch their show. So that's what's going on there. So it's kind of like, you know, I've been going round and round and round trying to figure out a different way of doing it. Thought about sitting down with Brian and recording a show in the mornings. Then it's harder to get guests. And I thought, well, we just won't worry about guests. We'll get them just whenever we get them, you know, because it's kind of hard to get them anyway sometimes. So I thought, okay, we'll do that, or maybe, I don't know. Then that, you know, it's just because it's, you know, we didn't do it during the summer because I got a lot going on in the summer here. I do a big garden. I do a lot of stuff here I enjoy doing, and just getting outside and it don't get dark to 9 o'clock, and I don't want to be, you know, worrying about the show as much as I really enjoyed doing it. So now fall's here, and okay, let's get this show back on the road. And well, you know, it's just all that's going on. There's something else too going on that's kind of put a kink in things and taking a lot of Brian's time up. A while back, a couple years ago, Brian's wife went through some problems and got it cleared up, or thought they had it cleared up. She's been going back for checkups and all that. Well, just found out, and it's been going on for a couple of weeks or so. Well, I mean, more than a couple of weeks, but knew something wasn't right. Something was up, so got to go in, run some tests, got to do this, that. And just found out that she has stage 3 ovarian cancer and very aggressive. So now we got that going on. So that kind of, you know, it's kind of hard to devote yourself to a hobby or something on the side when, you know, you got that going on. So that kind of brings Brian's spirits down and brings, well, mine too, you know, and it's like, oh no, you know. So that's what's kind of been going on here, what's going on. I just want to give everybody a heads up and not give up on Satellite Nation. I want to do Satellite Nation. Just, here's what I'm thinking now. And I talked to Brian about this, you know, and he's not giving up on everything either, you know, but I mean, it's pretty, you know, bad news what's going on. But so what I'm thinking is, instead of an hour-long show every Wednesday night or whatever, and sometimes those shows, unless you got two or three people in there, they can turn into a lot of well, let's see what's next, And then you get off on stuff, like if you listen to back some of my archive shows, especially from season one. Well, I think one night we was getting into the price of baby diapers and changing baby diapers and all that stuff. You know, it wasn't even technology or satellite related or anything, you know. So just trying to come up with something to chit-chat about or whatever sometimes. And if there's not a whole lot going on, which there's not been here lately in satellite. And it kind of really wasn't, you know, when I started, or when me and Brian started second season of Satellite Nation. So that's why instead of, you know, coming out, well, this is a satellite show, you know, I said this is a technology show. Anything goes, as long as it's related some way to technology, you know, because people, you know, our listeners, they're not, you know, I mean, I'm sure a few of you are. That's all you do with your life is sit and watch TV, but most people don't. And a lot of them's into, you know, the latest greatest cell phone or into this or that, or, you know, there's so many things out there in technology. So it's all technology now. And so what I want to do, instead of trying to come up with an hour of ums and ahs and let's see, I don't know, what do you think, and you know, when we go into these shows, we go in with an with an itinerary. We have you know, some topics written out beforehand, and it still can get sidetracked, and it still can get, well, what topics, you know, what do you want to talk about? Because there ain't much going on. And so what I've come down to is, let's do a 10 to 15 minute, 20 minute, maybe go 30 minutes, could go an hour. But for the most part, 10 to 15 minutes a week, or, you know, ish. Try to, you know, get it every week. Don't exactly have a set time. But really try to stay consistent with it. And I'll sit down and talk about my opinion on something or what's going on. Say, hey, now we got this new whatever receiver out, or hey, this new iPhone's out, or whatever. Give my opinion on it, talk about it, whatever. And or just tell the news if some new things come out. And sometimes there might be, instead of having to wait, that was another thing too. Every once in a while, when I, you know, we was doing it regular, they would be, the show would be on Wednesday night, and then Thursday night, some big thing would happen. And everybody and their brother done talked about it and wore it out. By the time the next Wednesday got around, for us, we'd still bring it up, mention it, you know. So, you know, something comes out, whatever. I'm not going to be, you know, this is live breaking news, you know. Not going to have a live cast, you know, out there. I'm out in the field now. But have, okay, hey, you know, this happened, let's do it. I'm going to do a little 10, 15 minute sketch on, hey, let's, you know, discuss this new thing that happened, or, you know, whatever. Dish Network went bankrupt, and DirecTV now is selling lollipops or something, and let's discuss this or whatever. You know, whatever happens, if it's something, you know. But other than that, try to come up with something, you know, weekly, sort of, kind of weekly. And Brian's going to do the same thing. He'll get in there, and it may not, you know, I may do something on a Monday night, and he may do something on Tuesday night. Or I might do something on a Wednesday, and then the next Wednesday it'll be Brian. And then the next Friday after that, which, you know, be 9 days, it'll be me doing a show or something. And then we will try to schedule some and get together, you know, stuff like CES or things like that, maybe a Black Friday show, talk about the deals that we know what's going on, not just in satellite stuff, but, you know, in computers and you know, anything technology related and gadgets. And so, hey, look, you know, if you're into they've got these new 4K TVs by Samsung, and they're only $500 on Black Friday or whatever, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to think of some examples or something. But, you know, we'll try to plan to get together. And maybe have Scott in there, or Dave, or some of the you know, old crew or something, and get a few guys in there, or it might just be Brian and myself, and get in there and talk and chew the rag, as they say, about whatever, and give our opinions. And that's kind of what I want to do with it now, instead of trying to, you know, rack my brain. What am I going to do? Well, just, you know, because I know people like to listen to it, and when other people do a show, I like to listen myself. And you know, it's like, you know, kind of like with YouTube. I know it's got video, but there's several shows on YouTube I watch every week that just do, you know, a few minutes, You know, some of them are really short, 4 or 5 minutes, and that's it. And but I'll still, you know, I have them on my subscription list. I go in, you know, look for a new show. I get a notification they got one out, and I'll go watch it. And because whatever they're talking about, I'm interested in, and it's neat to watch, and I want to, you know, not necessarily really have to watch unless it's something they're showing pictures of or something. Mainly just to listen to, you know, what's the newest in ham radio gear or newest in video cards, you know, for your computer or whatever. Stuff like that. So that's kind of what I want to do. See how that goes. Hopefully that goes good. And me and Brian just bat it back and forth, and we'll just upload them. Put them on satellite, guys. You can go download it and listen to it, and we'll go from there. We want to get feedback from everybody, so make sure, you know, when there's when we post a podcast up and you listen to it, go down below there and give some feedback. Let us know what you think. What, you know, just like always, you know, what do you want to hear something about, or do you want to know something about? Speaking of YouTube, I have YouTube. Salad Nation's got a YouTube channel, but there's nothing on it right now. If you go to youtube.com/satellite nation, you will see nothing unless you go to the wrong one. But I got that secured a couple months ago. Well, actually, it's longer than that. But I want to start, and me and Brian and myself, we talked about that too, about doing some kind of, you know, I don't know what, but if somebody says, hey, I'd like to do whatever, take a camera. It may not be the fanciest video editing, you know, and all this stuff. I've got some software, but I may not get crazy with it, and he may not either, but because I've done it before, and it takes forever, and you can make some pretty good, you know, videos that look pretty good, you know, close to Hollywood, not Hollywood, but close. And if you really take your time and do, you know, every little detail and really scrutinize over it, and it takes, you know, hours, especially people that's done it before, they know what I'm talking about. Especially the longer it is and the more that's going on and effects you want to add or whatever, it can really get crazy. Set a camera up outside at a satellite dish and say, hey, I'm going to show you, you know, setting up a U-Styles motor or something like that. And, you know, maybe or something, you know, or here we got this new receiver and I'm going to take the screws out of it and here it is. And just kind of stick the camera and on above the desk and here it is, you know, and, or the workbench, and say, here's the some pictures of the inside of it. Just thought you might want to see it and upload it. You know, really, you don't have to do any editing. You know, it's a little rough, but, you know, with some stuff like this, I feel like people really don't care if it's super, you know, it's got to be a little bit, you know, but, and you don't want the camera shaking around and all that mess, but you got the camera on a tripod and you're just talking your way through it. There's really not a whole lot of editing. People just want to see. They're curious what's inside, but I don't want to take the screws out of mine because I don't want to void a warranty, or I might want to see that before I, you know, buy one or something. So, somehow, I don't know what I said, but I got, let's see, yep, it didn't mess me up. I'm still going. Somehow, Cortana decided to pop up. Good thing I got her blocked out, so at least I don't think she came through into the recording. But anyway, set a camera up, you know, and you don't have to do a whole lot of editing, and people just want to see what's there, you know, and it's, and I'm the same way, you know. I've seen some really bad videos that I still struggled through because I was, you know, couldn't find a whole lot out about whatever product I'm looking at. So if Brian and myself try a little bit to make sure the lighting's good and all that, we don't have to, you know, with minimal editing, we can just set a camera up, record it, show some things, and go over, you know, some things, you know, teaching things or just showing, hey, here's this. Let's take the screws out of it. And let's see what's under the hood or whatever. So I want to do that also. So some weeks it might be a video, a link to a YouTube video. So with that, I think I'm going to go ahead and close this out and get ready to add this up. I was sitting here chattering and keep hitting accidentally. I'm going to have to move his keyboard down my way. I keep hitting the space bar and it's pausing my recording. It's a good thing I'm sitting here watching the needles move. But anyway, with that, I'm going to get out here and leave you with that for some thoughts. And leave comments underneath the podcast. Like I said, if I'll post the audio up, leave your comments. And everybody remember, like I said, to say a prayer for Brian and his wife going through a really rough time now with her cancer. And as always, need any satellite parts for free to air, you can get with Brian or myself, either one, we between two of us, we can get what you need, or we can track down, help you find what you need if we don't sell it. And that's at nc-electronics.com or titaniumsatellite.com, and we'll sure help you out. And always shout out to Scott Gruskowski from Satellite Guys for hosting Satellite Nation on Satellite Guys. And so with that, I'll say goodbye to everybody, and until next time.